Here we go.
Okay, awesome. Well, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's super nice to meet you too. Sorry for the technical difficulties.
No worries. Thank you for reaching out.
After a bit of fudging with Zoom, Sydney Jane Armstrong's smiling face appears on my screen. She holds up a colorful crocheted octopus.
So I'm a crocheter. I also knit, but I've been crocheting probably since I was about 6 years old. I learned with my Nana.
Armstrong is serious about crocheting. She just started selling the blankets she makes. So when Sika's longtime craft store, Ben Franklin, shuttered its doors last fall, she was heartbroken.
For many reasons, of course, because it's been around in the community for so long, but also because, you know, it's our only place to really go and get a wide variety of crafting supplies here on the island. So it's definitely a tough blow, I think, for a lot of us.
She's struggled to find reasonably priced supplies online that ship to Alaska and don't take forever to get here. And that's why she's super excited that a new store is opening its doors.
It's going to be huge for me to be able to go into a store, you know, feel the yarn, really be able to do some custom orders, and just have access to do a quick turnaround.
Yeah, so this is our Kiviet. We get it from Coyote Trail Farm and Fiber Mill up in Fairbanks. I got a couple different blends.
When I arrive, Ravenshook owner Leslie Dupuis is unwrapping colorful skeins of yarn and placing them in nearly full cubbies. The store shelves brim with paint, beading supplies, yarn, and more.
It's just me running it right now, but in the future, I think we'll be hiring some more people. I guess it's me and my husband and my 5-year-old daughter who are helping out. She might be more of an agent of entropy than she is a good employee, but she'll get there.
Dupuis is hoping that the Ravenshook can be more than just a craft shop. Once concerns around the coronavirus subside, she wants to showcase other crafters' work and host workshops and classes.
We're going to set up a nice little seating area with some couches and everything. I want this to be a hangout place. I want it to be a community location, you know, not just a craft supply store. I want it to be more than that.
And that desire is personal. When Dupuis first moved to Sitka, she couldn't find a good crafting group. So she started her own.
And that crafting community just has kind of become my close-knit support and my group of friends. So, you know, they've brought me through a lot of hard times, and they've been accepting, and they've been caring of me. And I just want to share that with other people then, too, you know.
Before starting the store, Dupuis also helped start a Facebook group called Sitka Crafters SOS, where crafters can swap materials or sell secondhand goods. It's a group that local crafter and wearable artist Lois Verban knows well.
I've always been into upcycling and recycling, but I think these two events in Sitka, the closure of Ben Franklin's and the closure of the secondhand stores during the COVID time in March, really pushed me even more towards reusing and upcycling what was already around me.
Knowing that Sitka's crafters were struggling to find supplies helped motivate Dupuis to open Ravenshook, but she hopes the community she helped create on Facebook will live on too.
I think there's a need for that social aspect for crafting too. You know, not just supplies, but supporting each other and saying, hey, I need this kind of material. Where do I go look? Or can somebody help me with this?
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.